5'9 sophomore at the line. 9 points. Leads all scorers for Cass City tonight. As the free throw is good, he has 10 points, and now it's a 10-point game, 37-27.
For the Hawks, that's exactly what the doctor ordered.
DeSimpler into Aaron Sines, shuffled his feet, gets it down to Ballard underneath the hoop, and he puts this one in for two. Ballard with 27 points on the night. 12-point game, 39-27, USA leads. 7.5 to play in the fourth. Cuthrell has to pick his dribble up. It is out of bounds off his foot. Cass City's unsure about that one. That is the ninth turnover for Cass City on the night. They had four turnovers in the third quarter alone. Sines passing this one in to DeSimpler. And we have a timeout called by Mark Gainforth. And it's a 30-second timeout. We'll stay with you here. John Mooney, what is USA setting up? Just trying to calm his team down, show them that they do have a 12-point lead, and how to get through that.
I don't really think that the score or the board is really what Coach Gainforth is really all worried about right now. I think what he wants his kids to do the things that they do in practice, just do the things, the little things that they do that make them so successful, and that's move the ball. They want to go ahead and use the clock, but they also want to show attack, and they've got the person to attack with. How many points does Brendan Ballard have?
27.
I was going to say, forget it, you can't count that high kind of stuff.
Oh, I can count. I'm a Michigan State Spartan.
It's just a lovely luxury to have if you're Coach Gainforth, is to have such a nice outside. They work the ball well. They have a nice inside. That's exactly what he wants to do. Inside, outside. Brendan Ballard is the type of kid that will go ahead and kick the ball outside when he has it. And if he doesn't have anything, wonderful ball player, fun to watch.
A luxury or a blessing? As the Simpler brings it up for USA, drives right down the lane, lets this one fly with the left hand. No good. Rebound, Jacob Perry. As Cassidy's showing, they're not done yet. Trailing by 12, Cuthrell goes coast to coast, and it's blocked by Ballard, who brings in the loose ball and up to Mascaro. Tries to feed it in. It's actually stolen by Kyle Ross. There's a little bit of a push against Mascaro. But now they're saying it's USA ball. Can you explain that one to me, John?
I'll tell you what. If Coach Gainforth had anything to beef about his team, it's conversion defense or transition defense. Players just were not getting back, and right now we have Sawyer Cuthrell, who's really playing a whale of a ball game, intercept the ball out of Brendan Ballard's empty hands.
Over to Hartwick on the right wing, Guinness Kramer. Drives down to the baseline, nowhere to go, has actually dribbled right out of bounds. So that is the 10th turnover on the night for Cass City. Two in this quarter alone, we've played 88 seconds.
Curtis Dickinson just checked in the ball game, and he had himself a really nice third quarter. And I think Garen Fernald is looking for anything that's going to spark his Red Hawks.
Hartwick is back into the game as Sines brings it up for USA over to DeSimpler across midcourt. Right to left across your radio are the USA Patriots, 6:20 left in the fourth quarter, leading by 12. Largely the night for USA was 13, and is another steal for Cass City. Ninth turnover for USA. As we have an out-of-bounds, another block on the USA defense transitionally.
With 6:14 to go, Cassidy has to keep on doing what they're doing, and that's attacking the basket.
As Brendan Ballard's starting to show a little bit of he's winded this high pace second half, especially the fourth quarter. Cuthrell over to Hartle, back up to Erla. Over to the left wing, Cuthrell for three. This one's off the mark, air ball. Rebound, Cass City's. Number 14, Jacob Perry, and they call him for 3 seconds.
Well, you know my opinion of 3 seconds. That's the rarest call in basketball.
And we've seen it twice tonight. So that is a turnover for Cass City. I'm not sure how I feel about that one. Fouls right now are 5-4, USA with five. Cass City with four. As USA ball, Cass City come out in the full court pressure. Going with the air ball down to Brendan Ballard. And Mason Erla drew a foul on the completed pass.
And that's going to be four on Mason.
And so the rest of the way out here, Earl is going to have to play very attentive against a much taller senior in Brennan Ballard. So Mark Shelton checks back in for Cassidy, replacing Dakota Hartle. Out there for USA right now, Mascaro, Ballard, Sines, DeSimpler, and Kramer. Into Sines, feeds it right into Ballard, who goes to work against Erla. He has to retreat, and it's up for two and good. 29 points now for Ballard, and Gainforth calls a timeout.
I have not a clue
I'm
why.
I'm not quite sure what's going on here. Neither team are retreating to their benches. Now we have a substitution. Tristan Kuntz is going to come back in. He replaces Kyle Ross. No timeout was called, apparently, allegedly. We haven't gone through our testimonials out of the defense yet. 41-27, 14-point game, largest of the night for USA. As Cassidy tries to go to work against it, feeds it into Curtis Dickinson on the left block, and it's up for two. Dickinson now with 9 points. USA, the simpler, top of the key, 5:20 left in the fourth quarter, leading by 12 points against Mark Shelton. Cassidy now coming out in a man-to-man defense, as they need to, with clock as their opponent as well. As Brennan Ballard goes to work in the left block, does a spin move, dives into the lane, goes up for the shot. It's good, and he is fouled. So Brennan Ballard is going to go line for a free throw, and more than likely this is going to be the fifth. And indeed it is, the fifth personal foul on Mason Erla, so he'll sit down, fouled out of this game, and the sixth team for Cassidy. Good effort by Mason Erla, but just severely overmatched by a much larger Brennan Ballard.
That's pretty much the microcosm of the whole game.
As the free throw is up and good from Ballard.
Because this is a good effort by the Hawks, and by no means are they giving up or anything. But they're just right now overmatched. Uphill climb.
15-point game, 44-29. Shelton with it in the left wing. Picks up his dribble now to Dickinson. Trying to go against the simpler with a turnaround jump shot on the baseline. No good. Rebound, Ballard. Mind you, Ballard has 32 points tonight as the simpler travels on the top of the key. That's the 10th turnover for USA in this game.
Coach Gainforth is basically thinking, get your head up. Got to get your head up. You got to be able to see the floor. What happened was that one of the Cassidy players jumped out in the passing lane, and it wasn't there, and it caused the turnover.
Out there for Cassidy right now, Tristan Kuntz, Sawyer Cuthrell, Colin Hardwick, Jacob Perry, and Curtis Dickinson. Right now, it's Jacob Perry against Mascaro, nearly stolen. Feeds it into Dickinson in the left block. Avoids the contact from Ballard. And up for two. 44-31, 13-point game. 4 minutes and 18 seconds to play. USA with the ball and the lead. 44-31. And now we have a call away from the basket. Same official as all night. And we have a 1-1 situation, as it's against Cassidy.
But we don't know what number it is. Oh, there he is.
Has to. It's a push against Cassidy. Seventh team foul for Cassidy.
I think it went against Jacob Perry.
I'm presuming it's Jacob Perry. And yes, it is. And that is his fifth foul. If I were to, the way the officials call it, I'm not saying that he's doing a great job or a terrible job, but the way he's calling the game is almost like a reincarnation of Eddie Hightower and Ted Valentine combined in Cassidy, Michigan.
You're saying he's inventing as he goes.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying he's calling away from the ball. Brennan Ballard's first free throw is up and good. And the vagueness of the call as well.
Well, on that one, he wasn't even sure which one did it, and he had to go back and kind of seek him out.
And we appreciate